the truest tale. Every story has to be located in space and time. Every story, if it is to have relevance to us, must be relative to us, to our own space and time. Children know this truth very well, which is why stories for children usually begin with "once upon a time," and is sometimes qualified with "in a land far, far away." Children want to know, with respect to me, when did this tale happen and where? Even though stories for children, fairy tales as we call them, are made up, it does not mean that these tales are not true. All stories, if they are to be satisfactory as stories, must be true. That is, they ought to have an inner logic, a certain coherence. And they must contain elements which are both beautiful and true. In a sense, we inhabit the same world as our fairy tales, because the story of Goldilocks happened once upon a time in a land far, far away. But it still happened in our world, or so we claim when we tell this tale to our children. For some people, the Gospels are like a fairy tale. By this, they mean that they do not believe them. But that is a strange use of the term fairy tale. Of course, the Gospel is made up, but it is made up. That is, it is a story that has been planned. And this story has been planned from eternity. And God is the true teller of the tale. And whatever he tells is true, because he is truth and cannot utter what is a lie. The tale God tells is not one removed from our world. It is one which occurs in our world, and indeed for our world. When did it happen? Matthew's Gospel tells us, 3 sets of 14 generations after Abraham, at a point in time we now date our calendars from, the first year of our Lord, A.D. 1. That satisfies the first part of the tale's beginning, once upon a time. But what about in a land far, far away? The first reading from Genesis answers that question. It says, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he comes to whom it belongs, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples." The story God tells happens in Judea. The Gospel is like a fairy tale. In fact, it is a fairy tale, but a fairy tale as it ought to be. It is a true story, and it is about the greatest truth the world has ever known. All human stories have elements of wonder and sweetness and tragedy, and the Gospel story, because it is human, the story of a baby, has all these elements also. But the main character of this story is God. So this tale has an element no one could have foreseen. A baby is born to a family not unlike our families, filled with good people and bad, scoundrels and saints, thieves, murderers, rapists, and the general scum that is our human family. And we gather round his cradle with glowing hearts, wondering at this child who is our God, seeing and touching the unseeable and untouchable God, knowing now, without any shadow of doubt, that the light of the world will dispel all the shadows in all our tales.